is going to be attending via Zoom because she told Bill. And just a reminder to Shannon, in order to vote, you have to, and she has her video on. So she's good to
Don't look at me. I'm not doing well.
go. Okay. Give me one.
Here, right?
Here I go.
You got it.
Fred, is your microphone on?
Yes.
Thank
Okay. Approval of the minutes from February 3rd.
So moved, Nichols.
Second.
Are there any additions or corrections? If not, all approved. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye.
Carries. Highway, Eric.
Mr. Rose.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So the first item on the agenda is requesting authorization to accept FEMA funding in the amount of $2,757 or $757,708 for the removal and replacement of Harder Road Bridge in the town of Woodhall. We've been dealing with this for quite some time now. This particular bridge, initially, Todd submitted with Andy Barbato to do a two-lane bridge for FEMA. However, when they kicked it back to us for our obligated amount and money and design, which we can't really say otherwise, they changed it to a single-lane bridge. So it's still good. It'll be an up-to-date single-lane bridge, which probably be pretty close to where smaller stuff can travel back and forth and pass. With this request, Todd just made me aware we also have to, and I'm not sure if the order's right, Jack, but set up a fund for this money. Is that accurate?
A capital
large
project,
yeah.
Yeah, we should do that too.
So this would be a federal portion of 90% federal, and then another 10% with the state. So no cost to the county for this replacement, which is wonderful.
So, so it'd be accepting creation of a capital project for Harder Road Bridge.
So it's to accept this funds and create the capital project in one motion.
If you're comfortable with that.
If you're comfortable with it.
I'll move it with a comment. You know, it'd be cheaper to buy out those two houses.
Yeah, it was in discussion for sure. Bob, we kicked around, different things came up.
No,
I know.
Sure. I don't disagree, Bob, but okay, do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. Motion to approve in the second. Any further discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You're fine.
Okay. Scott, yeah, something?
I just had is this a promise for funding when FEMA takes 3 years to pay, or is this actually?
Yes. So it's already been obligated. It's my understanding is it's with the state now, state of New York now. So the money's earmarked, if you will.
Once we get to this point, we feel to your, like you said, it might take a few years to actually have the money hit. But once we get to this point, we feel very confident that it's obligated, appropriated.
Okay.
So with this, it's a large project. So we pay up front. It's kind of like a CHIPS reimbursement at this point. So we have to have the funds in an account. And then once we pay for everything, we can submit this quarterly or however we want to, but then they'll reimburse it to the dollar of what we spend. So it says 2.7. If we can get through it at 2.6, we only collect 2.6. Small projects, when they obligate, they say it's 900,000. We can do it, and we do it with our resources. We save a little bit of money. Anything above that, we can keep. So this is to the penny of reimbursement.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
Did we vote on that? Okay. While we're talking about FEMA, Eric, what's the status of the retaining wall on 129?
So we do not have obligation, Fred, in that as of our last meeting.
We're still working on that,
yes.
That's what I thought.
That's scoped out at about a $4 million project.
Mm-hmm.
So two major projects, that one. For big projects, that one in the Harder Road Bridge. So between 2.7 and 4 mil, we're waiting to hear back on that one.
Okay. All right. Landfill.
Oh, I got one more item under highway. I'm sorry. Right. Requesting to transfer funds from road improvements unassigned striping pavement in the amount of $92,929. This is just increase in price of the paint and beads that we need to add for striping in the pavement account. We'll reclaim the reimburse this amount through CHIPS.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any questions for our discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Carries. Now landfill.
Now landfill, yep. Okay. So last month, legislator designated the county as a lead agent for the seeker. Purposes under your direction. The full environmental assessment form, part 2 and 3, has been completed with no significant environmental impacts. We request approval of EAF part 2 and 3 relative to the determination of significant environmental impacts.
Move it.
Second.
Further, any discussion or questions? If not, all in favor?
This is the deal where they're going to pay us to clean up the effluents from the leachate plant so PFAS don't get into the river.
Yeah, it's going to address some of those issues.
Hopefully.
And it's also to upgrade the facility because there's nitrogen, phosphorus, other things that, you know, how old is the facility? 25 years old? Or about 25 years old that
they've been seeing high counts.
The $25 million is not just for to remove PFAS.
Correct. It's to improve the treatment
overall system
for the entire thing.
Process.
Yes.
And I mean, before PFAS, we spent most of our time talking about nitrogen and phosphorus with bath, gas, and electric.
Right.
So it will be the entire treatment process.
But it includes PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. They want to clean the water up from it, but then it's okay to spread it on the fields. No mixed message out of the state.
Okay. Did we had a motion and a second?
Yep.
All right. All in favor. And we voted on it. Okay.
All in favor. I'm in favor. Yep.
Next item, bids. We have quite a few. Fred, I'm not sure if you want me to read through them and approve them all at the end.
Why don't you? And so we can get a chance to, if there's any questions. And
Okay. So I'll read through them all at this point and then question, right? First one, industrial mechanical contract. Recommend extending the industrial mechanical contract with LMC Industries. This is the last year of the extension, and there is no increase with that extension. Asphalt milling. Recommend awarded multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability. Seen a small increase of about $100 from last year. Some are holding their price for us from the bids from last year, but it all depends on the group. Crane rental, general bridge services. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability. Again, crane's a specialized piece of equipment. So when we need it based on our scheduling, we try to get the best price and people that can actually respond to our request. Crane rental for precast box culverts. Recommend awarding multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability again. Vegetation control. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Allen Chase, for option B in the amount of $84,174 for a 3-year term. This will allow us to spray all of our roads and signs. This is a 4% total increase from 2022 on that 3-year term. Pavement grinding, recommend awarding Suco Corporation, sole bidder as indicated per rental period on the bid. This is an increase of $100 from last year's price. Again, this is for use for townships pretty much, or if our grinder fails, that's why we put this out to bid. Asphalt, concrete, FOB plant site specified, purchased quantity ranges. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on location and again, availability. 2007 GMC T8500 replacement motor. We recommend awarding 2007 GMC replacement motor to Beam Mac Sales and Services in the amount of $18,751.80. This was for our paint truck. This is the engine for our paint truck. Our folks internally are going to install it once it's in. New structural steel, recommend awarding to lowest bid, Chemung Supply Corp, in the amount of $51,337.05. Roadside mowing, Recommending award to the lowest bidder, Yard Wolves Landscaping, in the amount of $105,575.08. We have lost, sounds like Town of Tuscarora, just an update. Town of Tuscarora, Town of Troopsburg had requested to do their own mowing. So, and if you folks remember, we pretty much reimburse them with what we get charged for. We pay them for what our contractor charges us to do it. Motorized road widener, recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Milton Cat, in the amount of $391,055. This is replacing our 1998 road widener that has transmission issues at the time. Portable toilet rental and services, septic tank pumping. Recommend awarding the lowest bidder to Larry's Latrines for portable toilet rentals and services in the amount of $13,212. There was no bid for septic tank pumping, so we'll have to go back out to bid for that. Removal and lawful disposal of deer carcass. Recommend awarding to Justin D. Horton, the sole bidder, in the amount of amount per year line item for 3-year extension bid. He was the only bidder.
That's kind of a dead business.
Boy. Yeah. Yeah.
So some of those he picks up, he earns his money.
Yes.
Yeah. Next one, RFP, collection and disposal of our household hazardous waste program. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, MXI Services LLC, in the amount of $29,600. That total cost is variable due to unknown quantities collected at all events. We will have used MXI Services in the past, and they do a good job. So I think that's oh, as far as the collection days for these, we spoke on, I believe someone asked, one of you folks asked the question when the dates were for the household hazardous waste. So the events are going to be the Bath Landfill on June 21st and the and Irwin Transfer Station on August 9th, both from 8 to 12. And that is all I have on bids.
I'll move them.
A second.
Any questions or discussion?
I have a question. Yes. Why do we pump septic tanks? What is that situation?
So we have tanks at our shops. Some of the locations are there. Okay. We've ran into it in different areas. We've had to pump stuff out, holding stuff at the landfill if there's vac truck isn't working.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the design with the leach stuff, and then the design, Scott had increased a bit as well. And I believe it's the same folks as, or no, that's a different one. I'm sorry. Oil, water separate. They said, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. But yeah, it's the shops. It's the rural shops. They have septics, Howard, Curtis.
Do we also do parks? Is that
under that bid? Yes, as well? We do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Pardon? Oh, okay. We had a motion in a second.
I made a motion.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Step here.
Well, good morning again. One request today to reclassify a currently filled senior environmental planner, CSEA grade M, to principal environmental planner, CSEA grade N. As I said, it's currently filled. This position has taken on many increased responsibilities, including FEMA coordination, managing road use agreements, environmental permitting in the landfill, the right-of-way agent, and I think does pretty much all of the GIS and the mapping in the department. So it's quite a few added responsibilities.
Is this somebody we got right now, or is it a new hire?
Yeah, Mr. Barbado, Andy Barbados, been a wonderful employee, sharp guy. He's done a wonderful
job. He's been, especially during floods and even normal times, he's taken on more and more responsibilities, and we think it certainly justifies the upgrade, and he's someone that we, in practical sense, we want to keep around because he has a ton of talent.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any questions, discussion?
He actually was the one that went along with you and I and Vince on the shop tour 10 years ago and kept us from beating him up.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Seems like that was a referee.
I think that's what he was. Yeah.
Hey, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.